Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Sandusky leads at the half, 14-8 over the Ugly Bearcats, and right now we listen into the Sandusky Marching Band with their halftime show of karaoke famous tunes across the years. Right now, here's Bye Bye Bye.
High school band performs R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Only a few modern songs to make the list of the top karaoke hits is that 2012 hit by Carly Rae Jepsen titled Call Me Maybe. Thank you.
Well, Dave Hansen, that song right there, Call Me Maybe, always will take us back to that 2012 playoff run for Harbor Beach. That is, we beat Muskegon Catholic Central. That was in Alma. And we listened, and we spent the night in Mount Pleasant because of the time of the game and everything else. And then we drove home, and that's when Carly Rae Jepsen's whole album came out. And for whatever reason, we listened to the whole dang thing.
We did, and I only remember that song being worthwhile. No offense, but...
I believe the whole album sounded like that song, so that's what it is.
Right, but yes, what some great memories. And I know when they started playing that song, we looked at each other. You got to be kidding me. Nice choice.
No, but always a great band performance here by the Sandusky Marching Band. Very strong program here. Straight, great numbers, great sound. And listen to that lower end, the euphoniums and some trombones in the last song at the last end there. Sounds great. Dave Hansen, though, why don't you take us through our scoring plays of that first half?
Well, first series of the game, Sandusky scored first. DeLorean Wedge from 53 yards out. He breaks through that ugly defense. The two-point conversion was no good, but they took the early 6-0 lead. The Bearcat drive stalls out and right back at it. And this time it's Washi powers his way in from 2 yards out. 14-0 early in this game. Sandusky leads over Ubley. That would be the end of the first quarter. The only score we had came in the middle of the second quarter when Will Spicer finds his way into the end zone from 7 yards out for the Bearcats. The two-point pass was good even after a holding penalty. It was more like a 30-yard two-point conversion. Wright was able to haul that in. Nick Wright, 14-8, no scoring the rest of the way. So that would be your halftime score, 14 Sandusky, 8 for the Bearcats.
When you take a look at the offensive productions for both squads, not a whole lot going on when you think about the style of game here. Just 169 yards of total offense for Sandusky, all on the running game. And the same can be said for the Ubley offense, all in the rushing attack. 16 plays rushing the ball for 102 yards, 3 incomplete passes in that new style offense so far for the Ubley Bearcats. Leading the way for the Sandusky Redskins, that would be DeLorean Wedge with 8 carries for 74 yards altogether. And the first score from 53 yards on the night. Brandon Washi, the other score for 2 yards there. And 15 carries for 53 yards for him. Zach Frantzel, 2 carries, 27 yards. And Jack Sheridan, 3 carries for 15 yards. 1 attempted pass for the sophomore, Matt Carlson, fell incomplete, intended for Trenton Lee.
There hasn't been that much high-powered offense here for Sandusky. Early, DeLorean Wedge broke free, broke a tackle, made a guy miss, and took 53 yards to the house. You take that play away, and all of a sudden, Ubley and Sandusky are both quite even at just barely over 100 yards of offense. So Sandusky's defense or offense, has been dependent on that big play. So other than that big run, Sandusky has been held in check for the most part, but they were able to muster 2 early scores on Ubley before they could kind of get in the game.
For the Ubley Bearcats, 16 plays rushing the ball for 102 yards. That's all it is. Ethan Lemke with 81 yards of that on 7 carries. And of those 81 yards, 46 of those came in one play. Casey Sweeney, 5 carries for 10 yards, and William Spicer, the fullback, 4 carries, 11 yards, and the lone touchdown for the Ubley Bearcats at 7-yard dash for 102 total yards. Through the air, Casey Sweeney, 0 for 3.
Well, not surprising that the passing game hasn't been very good for them. They've never really been a passing team, but I like what they're trying to do here. They're trying to spread it out, try to throw Sandusky something to catch him off guard. But you just talked about Sandusky's offense. You take that 46-yard run away from Ethan Lemke, and Ubley's offense has nothing. They have nothing going for them. But we've talked about this before. Ethan Lemke, he's just a carry away from breaking free and scoring a touchdown. But we mentioned this after we went off the air on week 1. Somebody's got to help that guy out. Spicer has been